Hello, people. Very excited to show you today's episode. It is a live episode from Philly. We had a great time, tons of fun. But as you know, with any live episode, there's a lot of moving parts with getting the sound done, and this one is no different. So we are going off backup sound, which is off a phone that luckily Classic Shelb nails another one and set up before we started. So if you have an issue with the sound, that is why. It is coming from a phone in the back of the club. And we're hoping you enjoy today's episode. Obviously, let us know what you think. But also, that is the reason it might sound muffled or different this week. Also, in addition, second announcement. Today, my Bachelorette preview came out. I have put it up on Instagram at some point today. So please go read it, enjoy it, laugh, have fun with it, send it to a friend, comment on the Instagram post, tag a bitch, send it to someone, share it, whatever way you can get it out there. It's my favorite thing to write every season of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, so I want you guys to read it, have fun with it, and send it to someone who may have never read my stuff. Enjoy today's episode.
Fuck good and never love anyone. Like every woman's dream is seeing Mike. Just like Rocky worked on the fuck Halloween. Get ready for the big fight. He doesn't know love. I love it. So, Joe, do you have an answer?
Amazing, like, you know, they're really shooting it. Barely fucked.
Seems like a bad option. Yeah, barely fucked. It's a two-day life thing. It's not a good combo. Like, oh my god, I'm the worst head ever. And the favorite life doing it. Yeah, I'm going with A. I'm going to go with, I would rather no true emotional partners.
That's a
bad fucking a lot. Okay, next one. Would you rather be forced to marathon all the Marvel movies or the Game of Thrones? Harper. Shelby, what are you doing?
Carson Wentz, the quarterback, he's definitely going to get CTE.
Shelby, bringing us down to reality. What's that? Okay, dude does not want to fuck with our son. It's a good point, though. You're right.
Bryce Harper has a bit of a temper, so I don't know if I want to marry him.
Go fuck. Angry fuck.
But Ben Simmons has never hit a three, so I don't know if I want to marry him either.
Yeah, that's not it. You can't hit a three, you ain't going down on me. I don't know. Is that the old rhyme? No threes will not go down on me. Yeah.
That's it? That's what they say.
That's what it is. That's what they say. So, Shelby, what is your answer?
Fuck Bryce Harper.
You're fucking Bryce Harper.
He has nice hair.
The new man in town, okay?
I would have to kill Carson Wentz. They won a Super Bowl with that.
Nick Foles would have gotten the job done, okay?
Yeah. Marry the Aussie Ben Simmons.
You're marrying Ben Simmons.
I am.
Wow, okay. I disagree with you, Shelby. I'm marrying Bryce Harper. Very disappointing crowd. I'm marrying Bryce Harper because of the Mormon thing. Committed, faithful. Monty gets $300 million for
something. I am a dumb, vibrant man.
Now I'm fucking Ben Simmons. Because he drives into the hole. Finger in the butt. I'm killing Carson Wentz. Because that guy talks shit on his teammates. He's a cheating fool. You read the stories. Next one. Fuck, marry, kill. Here's the real one. Greedy. Philly fanatic. And swoop. Okay. So for those listening at home, Brady is the Flyers mascot. Philly Fanatic is the Phillies mascot. And then the Swoop is the Eagles mascot. Shelby, what's your answer?
Gritty is clearly the horniest. Yes.
Gritty is making the face that every guy makes when he likes 30 of your Instagram pictures. Just go with that. Gritty feels like he just did a line of coke and was like, that was a good pop. This is how Gritty walks in. He doesn't even need to turn off that music! I'm here to fuck! Okay. Gritty, what are you doing?
I'm definitely fucking shit out of Gritty.
Yeah. Good point. It's a good point. He makes a good point.
I'm definitely marrying the Philly Fanatic. He's the top five mascot.
Yeah. Philly Fanatic might be the best mascot in America. And I know I'm right because he is also the funniest. I'm a fair dictator.
Yeah.
Philly Fanatic is the funniest. The bits he does, and the Philly Fanatic's mom is a great character. Mm-hmm. Forget about her.
Did you meet her at the synagogue?
Philly Fanatic's mom. That was a fine attempt at a Jewish joke. We all appreciate it. Thank you, Shelby. And Swoop, I gotta agree with you. Swoop looks like the biggest fuckboy in town.
He's too muscular. Mascots need to be like flow.
Yeah, too muscular. He looks like he wouldn't text you back. Swoop ain't texting you back. He's going, yeah, I'm going out this week. I'm not sure my plan a lot. Very vague on Fridays. Gritty at least tells you what he wants. Gritty's like, I came to fuck. And I'm going to put a finger in your butt and I'm going to fuck yourself. And you're like, listen, at least he said something. Swoop is like the guy or girl that, you know, nice on the outside, being on the inside. So
thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Let's go to the next one. Red flag deal breaker. So here's the deal. You're dating someone, everything's perfect, just one thing happens, red flag, you let it go, deal breaker, it's over. Is over the age of 12 and still calls their mom, mommy. Now this is one that I can see being different for guys and girls.
I don't understand it. What do you call your mommy and daddy?
Cherry and Kim. That's my first name. They
seems disrespectful.
Yeah. So you're a mommy daddy guy?
I am.
Holy shit. I like Shelby single, so he's making a move right now. Because what you do is you go a little off center, and there's one person here that's like, yeah, that gets me.
Yeah, thank you.
So I know what you're doing, but I agree with it. I'm for it. I think if I was, but here's the thing, if I was with a girl who called her dad daddy, that's something I could get over.
He's probably rich.
Has to be rich. Yes. Poor people go by dad or I don't know his name. Rich people or daddy. I'm sticking with that for the house, for the down payment on the house. Let's go to the next one. Red flag dealer. These are user submitted. This one's long. I'm assuming from a woman. I met this guy online. Oh, I was right. We were going out and everything seemed fine. On the third day, he asked if he talked to me, if he could talk to me about something, and I immediately think, okay, he's over it. This is done. Honestly, I'm okay with it. I wasn't really sure about the relationship having any real potential. He instead says he has brain cancer, but it's maintenance chemo. Shelby, I don't agree with the sound effect, but it is hilarious. He continued to say this was past, that this past month, knowing he got to see me, got him through the sickness. Oh my God. He kept saying he's fine, red flag or deal breaker. For me, it was a deal breaker. Am I heartless? I felt guilty telling people why I ended it. Well, that's her first mistake, telling people why she ended it. I don't know, he fucked someone else, man.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, I would have lied about that. What do you think? This is a tough, this is very tough. This is a real scenario.
That's on.
Look, people are saying deal breaker. There are people here. Go, someone can't read. Please go back to the last slide. Go back to the last slide, please. What do you see here that you... I think it's a deal. I mean, well, and she wasn't into it anyways, but she said that after knowing the fact.
That's on him. He should have seen The Fault in Our Stars. The DVD's been out.
Shelby is killing it. Shelby, hit that fucking sound drop. You nailed another one. That's a
classic show. Nails another one.
It's a pretty good joke.
Date somebody in the hospital.
This is freeing him up for a hospital bouté. That's a glass half full mentality, Shelby, I'll tell you that.
Deal breaker.
I think he gave him one more day. Just like maybe he was nervous the first few days because he had to come out with this big fucking piece of information and he turns into his real self and they like him. Boy, this fucking piece of shit you are. This whole room almost left on that. Let's go to the next one. Red flag deal breaker. Their work schedule is completely opposite from yours, making it difficult to hang out. Only once a week, sometimes two. Shall we?
Where's the negative here?
Yeah, this is the positive. It's a red flag to me because this happens. I'm that person. It's okay. I take it and I go, listen, we figured this out. If everything's perfect by that, that's fine. Let's go to the next one. Okay. You meet someone for the first time at an ice cream shop. This email's from the 1920s. That they suggest, after talking on a dating app, when you ask them what flavor they're going to get, they say, I think we should share one. Oh my God. I don't really like sugar. Then
one scoop because he doesn't want anything bigger. He only gets one spoon and tries to share the spoon with him.
Whoever wrote in with this is too specific to not have actually happened.
Oh, this happened. There's no question. Is it you? Oh, it's you? Give me the floating mic. Let's see if this goes. Come on up. Anything can happen at the J Train podcast. What's your name? Zoe. Give it up for Zoe, everybody. Hi, Zoe. What app did you guys meet on?
Hinge.
And he was like, let's go for ice cream?
Yeah, he said, let's go for ice cream. And he suggested a place that was actually like right near his apartment. And I have to tour like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Are you
I love that she's trying to turn us on him before. She's like, at 30 minutes, right, ladies?
Yes. Well, he suggested it right near his place. He didn't even offer like me halfway, but whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, I get it. And so, what flavor was the shared flavor?
Strawberry.
That's all it took! Women in here, you need to know that's how hard it is to be a man. There was not one flavor that you would have been up for. What would you have gotten? Did it cock? Huge cock chocolate. What the fuck? So Zoe gets strawberry.
Yeah, we get strawberry and we sit down and he takes the first bite.
Not even a gentleman.
Yeah, there's one spoon and he's like, do you want to try some? It's a one scoop of ice cream.
See, at that point, I was like, I'm going to go get my own, right?
I also should have gotten the other spoon, but I was so like shook by the whole, I was so like, what is he? I just couldn't understand.
Yeah, this is a life-changing experience. I was shook. I don't
want to
call a therapist.
That was so weird.
Listen, we're all on your side. We're on Zoe's side, right? I wasn't as loud as me shocking off and struggling. But we appreciate it. I think this is a deal breaker for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you for telling your story.
We decided to argue that ice cream date is not.
That's fucking nice.
Well, here's the idea. There's a discussion of whether the ice cream date is the deal breaker itself.
Yeah.
I would say the ice cream first date is actually a good like first meeting if it happens the day of the connection on the app. How's it worth it for me? Well, if I'm looking to meet someone, I'm not gonna like, be like, hey, are you done with your ice cream yet so we can go fuck? Like, that's kind of a weird transition. So what is it in there for you? That's the real question. Let's go to the next one. You go on a date, and the guy doesn't eat the whole meal or eats very little, but you're hungry and eat a normal amount. I bet she wrote, your dish, etc. What the fuck is she doing? Yeah. So then I went to the buffet, and I was like, fire. What are you doing? You're on a table, so they don't eat. That's psycho.
I've been on the other side of the table. I switched to small dishes, because I'm like, I gotta eat, I gotta talk, I gotta do, and now I'm like...
That's the biggest problem. The eating gives you a chance to talk and not talk. So this is just all you listening. Or that just two people not talking. Yeah, this is a deal breaker for me. Plus, I can't go out and I would just eat so much that I would look like the crazy one. Like, I would be the day and be like, yes, we're getting 7 tapas things. And you don't want any? Okay, I'm going to finish all of this. Let's go to the next one. had set up a date, and he mentioned he had a dating book. He had read a dating book with his church group. It's like Bizarro, you guys. Which made him create a list of things, of dating non-negotiables. And I got curious, and he sent me this list. Okay, you're gonna see the list. So he has a list of non-negotiables that he sent before the first day. I actually corresponded with this person. And here's the list, and we're gonna read it live here on JTRA.
If they went that nutty for strawberry, they're gonna like it.
Like, you gotta order strawberry. Let's do it. Here's the list.
Oh my God.
So here's his text. It's personal. Hold on, he writes it's personal. We're about to read it on the podcast. But I'm going to send it to you. If you don't check them, it's okay. I'm sure there will be some on the list that you'll check. So you're basically, you have the first date set, and he sent this list, but he still wants to go out no matter what. Christian and or spiritual. Those. Kind and compassionate. What if someone's like, well, that ain't me, fuck off. Educated, minimum bachelor's. Is he checking resumes?
Send me your LinkedIn immediately.
Four, beautiful, and then he puts the parentheses in my eyes. In my eyes, this is like the Del Bond campaign. Beautiful. In my eyes. Takes care of herself, clean and smells nice. Asking someone to smell nice is one of those like creepy, if you're not hot to the person. If you smell nice, we'll go out. Likes to do any kind of workout. Okay. These are all like fine things. Younger than me, okay. This is a little not overweight. And I like that he's like beautiful in my eyes, and he writes not overweight. It's like, we're gonna go on the doctor's scale. You better measure out on the American. Nah, he doesn't have too many kids. 11 doesn't do drugs and doesn't drink excessively. I mean, everyone in here is out on that one. Delicate and mellow.
That's so vague.
Delicate and mellow, that was like a whole note song. What the fuck happened? 13, talented in one way or another. Any simple, impressive thing. See, to me, this is number 13, talented in any simple way. It's like,
but he says on the first thing, non-negotiable. So she's 5'9", but meets all the other ones. She's so like,
yeah, you
can
say non-negotiable. Also pretty great to have this list. If it's in your phone, you have a list like this. Just delete it right now. We're letting you know right now, right? We're gonna delete this list, right? Wow, you all have a list. That's right. I mean, this is the look. Because no one's going to fit this deal breaker for money, shall we?
You guys, he has your number now. That's still, like, he...
Let's go to the next. Are we on emails next?
You know Lola, they're the female-founded company offering a line of organic tampons, pads, liners, and guess what? They now offer sex products, too. With Sex by Lola, you can add condoms, lube, or cleaning wipes to your monthly subscription and get everything you need conveniently delivered right to your door. No more embarrassing late-night trips of shame to the drugstore. Best of all, these products are designed by women for women. And just like their feminine care line, the Sex by Lola is also free of unnecessary or irritating additives. You care about the ingredients that go into your food and makeup, so why should your sexual health be any different? Take their condoms. They're great. Listen, the condoms I cannot stop speaking about, they look good. Like, if I'm a guy or I'm a woman or was out there and you got the box of condoms, nothing looks worse than that CVS coupon length
condom thing that's next to your bed, and it's all different colors, and you picked them up over your during your travels.
It's like half a medical thing.
Yeah.
This is like, ooh, Lola, what's that?
It's this Lola, it looks good. It looks right. It's clean. It comes in a nice box. They're already pre-cut for you. There's no ripping the condom off. It's just a classier, better look from my perspective, and I think you guys will agree. And plus, listen, Lola is a female-founded company for women. So if you're a lady out there, you want to be sexually active, that's great. Why not have something that's good for you and better for you than the everyday condom that might be in a guy's pocket for 700 years?
Yeah, it's stale.
Yeah. So ladies, the lube is also water-based, so it's hypoallergenic and less prone to irritation, and it's made with 95% organic ingredients, including aloe vera to soothe your skin. Plus, it's gynecologist approved. So listen, people, I mean, the lube, the condoms, it's all great. I have it here. Me and my lady enjoy it. It's all good stuff. Here's the best part. With Lola, you can customize your monthly subscription box to get only what you want when you need it, with free shipping every time. Listeners to J-Train get 40, yes, you heard me, 40% off all subscriptions. Go to mylola.com, promo code J-Train. When you subscribe, that's right, 40% off all of their subscriptions. Go to mylola.com, use promo code JTRAIN, and know what's going in your body with Lola.
Let's do some emails. You guys have a good time to watch. We're enjoying ourselves. I'm going to bring out, he's a good friend of mine. He's a comic that's doing the shows with us this weekend. He's hilarious. Give it up for Reggie Conquest, everybody. Give it up. Go follow. Hey, White. Listeners at home, you now know the demographic of the podcast.
Yes.
Look in the mirror, they look a lot like you, if you're listening.
Yes.
Reg, get out your Instagram so people can follow you.
Reg Conquest, R-E-G-G Conquest, White Queens. I see y'all in here.
Why are you trying to sound cooler now? I'm talking about R&B leader. I'm talking about one of my woke boys. My ex's ex is sending me harassing messages. Why? Hey there, huge fan of the pod, telling all my friends, listen, laugh, please come to Chicago soon. Looking for some thoughts about a bizarre situation. So, I woke up this morning to a form submission from my website. A woman posted her actual name, her actual email, and told me I was, quote unquote, a horrible person. Her exact message to me was, you're a, in all caps, horrible person. Yes, grammatically incorrect. And very aggressive use of capital letters and exclamation marks. I retaliated by posting a clever Instagram story kept in my highlights. Let's just say this is the wrong way to go about it. To go to your Instagram story and go, I'm looking at you, bitch. And everyone's gonna message you like, what's going on? Are you okay? Although I don't know how far her stalking goes, so I don't know if she'll see it. What kind of crazy is this? I've never even met her.
What?
Why did she post it for highlights?
Have you ever had an ex get in fights with an ex? Is there anything?
An ex fighting another ex? No, not really. I had the ex is sending her messages, right?
So she dated a guy, and then the girl that he used to date is now messaging her on her website.
She did.
Two girls again. I go for this one, dude.
But why? We still don't know why, though, do we?
I know exactly why.
She's hypnotized.
Hypnotized.
Yeah.
Please explain it to the white girls when they hypnotize me.
That's ridiculous.
They're looking at me like, what? What's going on?
Hypnotized is like hypnotized with like good dick, and maybe she wants him back or something. She's jealous. Hypnotized. I don't know. Put it in the Urban Dictionary.
We've all learned something tonight. Shall we have an opinion on this matter?
Yeah, I went to the Instagram stories because she sent a link, and she has a very detailed Instagram story highlight.
So it's like a crazy off.
I couldn't even find it.
But you couldn't even find it. Wait, she's got highlights of the messages?
You know, you can have, like, you can save your stories. She has them all, like, categorized, like, 10 different things. Like,
here's what's going on. What's going on,
Jake?
The answer's always in the email. The title is, my ex's ex is sending me harassing messages, okay? That means your ex is back with his ex. Yeah. So what happens is, you only go crazy about the girl who came before you if you're the girl who became before her. If there's some, so they're back together, and this guy's like, no, we never even fucked. I don't even know what you're talking about. And now she's gone. Like, this is the guy's fault. If I'm her, you gotta go to the dude because he's the source of this whole issue. They're either back hooking up or they're back together, and she's going through the recent past and be like, who was in between you and I? Who spit am I tasting? That's the only way to go is through the dude because he's letting this all happen. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's go to the next email.
I'll go with Digmatized. Because it's funny.
Failed attempts to befriend his gal pal. Hey, Jared. Completely obsessed with J Train and you up. I actually look forward to my morning commutes for the laughs and your tough love on Dick. You just heard him. Let's go to the next. Here's my situation. Met a guy on Bumble back in February. Insert, usually he's not like other guys, we hit it off right away, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we'll do the contract. And we made it official a month later. I've met most of his friends, we get along great, but there's one person that seems to have no interest in getting to know me. His best girlfriend. What? I think we all question his best girlfriend's motives. It didn't really bother me that one of his best friends is a girl, especially since I'm usually more of a girl's girl than a guy's girl. But this girl goes out of her way to pull him aside or will come up to us and start talking to him without even acknowledging that I'm there.
Stay fucking.
I don't. Some untrusting girl just goes, they fucking.
Okay. Or he fucked. He probably fucked in the past.
Yeah.
They have some sort of past. I don't normally consider myself a jealous person, but now it's starting to bother me that they text all the time, and especially all the music festivals they have planned for the summer.
Wow.
There's nothing I trust less than a music festival. Hey, I think a music festival is, that is like, that's our, you know.
Multiple festivals.
Multiple STDs.
And less clonal drugs.
Less clone in mom. Yeah, there's something going on with them too. Or there's a past.
They feel like maybe wanted to fuck, but didn't, or they fuck.
They hooked up. There's something there. Where there is smoke, there is fire. Yeah, someone just yelled out,
Digmatized!
Okay, what do we think, guys?
I think, they definitely hooked up. And is she even going to the festivals with them, or is she just allowing them to go by herself?
It seems like they're planning them together as besties.
He's trying to get his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
Huh? What? What?
Comes to the podcast instead of going to the guy and being like, hey, dude, this is fucking crazy. And he's just like, what? We're just festival pals.
They could have already gone to Coachella by the time we answered
this. They could have been to Coachella and space and beyond. This is an issue where you don't go through the friend, you go through the guy. The guy is the answer to this whole thing.
She should step to her, like, yo, what's your fucking problem?
At this point, you're right. She has tried, and you should step to her.
Yeah. Right when you fight, right? Now step to each other.
Every conversation you can't miss.
That's right. I think it was like a month. She's got to stop playing around with this chick. It's not, you're never going to make it with her.
Yeah.
And she's not going to be around in the long haul like you make it with the guy for the long haul. You gotta go to the guy and be like, hey, this is fucked up. She'll turn her back to me while we talk. do you see something wrong? And if he goes, I don't know what you're talking about, now you're gonna bring up the guy. He's gonna blow it up. He's like, oh, nothing. She's been around for years. She's been around longer than you.
Yeah.
She got a step to her. Like, yo, what's up? I asked her. She's seen me on peyote. How could I not do it? Yo, let's go get a drink.
That's how it starts. And then you get your girlfriend as a jumper when you get there.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's go to the next one. Dealing with five Eskimo sisters at work. That is a lot of fluids.
Wait, what's that?
So Eskimo brother is someone, like if you and I fought the same chick, we'd be Eskimo brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some funny shit. I've never heard of that.
That's the name?
I mean, yeah.
Eskimo?
Yeah.
Jared, I'm a longtime fan of Rate and Review and Subscribe and tell everyone how incredible this podcast is. I've also really enjoyed seeing you live. Oh, thank you. Please don't share my name. Okay, your name. A lot of direction in this first. But please share your opinion as well as Shelby's and his esteemed guests on what I should do. Okay, we're all here. So here's my dilemma. About 6 months ago, I started a job at a smaller company where I work in a department of 30 people. A week before beginning the job, I matched with a coworker on a dating app and was mortified to find out that this man, who was 10 years my senior, would be working in my same department. Okay, things are... But I had just got out of a 5-year-long relationship and was ready to be a little slutty. That's right. Turn down those house lights. And break some rules. So I hooked up with him, oral and sex.
Oral and sex, right?
I love how specific that is. So I decided I've got oral and sex. Okay, about 6 times. Over a 6-month period, okay. Oral and sex. So, 12 comes, okay. A couple of months ago, well, 12 for him, you know, 4 for her. A couple of months ago, I found out that this guy had also hooked up with a girl who sits near me. We're both in our mid-20s.
Yeah!
This guy's a stud, I gotta say.
Come on, fellas.
They're afraid they're gonna fuck tonight. I was a little shocked because we have a small office with very few single people. But this guy and I have always been casual, so it wasn't too big of a deal. However, last week I found out that this guy has hooked up with 5 of my coworkers.
Yeah!
This guy is a fucking animal.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
Yeah. All in their mid-20s, all within a couple of months of them, starting all in my department. This guy has a fucking serial killer's like write-up. Like she's like the detective, be like, they all match the story. I feel like an idiot for hanging out with a coworker in the first place, and now and weirded out that I'm part of this group of women. Who've all fallen for the same guy's awkward charm. So my question is, what do I do moving forward?
Nothing.
No more. You're gonna start a book group. It's gonna be the weirdest book group you've ever been a part of. You guys need to start a group together, right?
This is like the movie John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah, it is a lot. They need to start a group where they hang out a lot. Like this. Here's the thing, they're casual, they're fine, she's over it, whatever. All these other girls have gone through the same thing as her. They do have something in common, they have a similar type.
They're the new Avengers.
Yeah, they're the new Avengers. So now, what she should do is get the group together to be friends. They need to sit in the lunchroom, and they need to sit together at a table and have him approach them and watch him shit his pants. The only way forward is to fuck with him once, be cool with it, and move on. Because that's fine.
I think this guy doesn't give a fuck. I think they all know. And I think he's just like telling all his friends, like, yeah, fuck her. Fuck her.
But also the work thing is what makes it, like, he has his ass on the line. Like, right now he has literally a march forming in his office.
But nothing can happen. He's a senior.
I'm not saying, I just think, fuck with him at least.
Yeah.
Get the six girls on one email, just be like, hey, I know, we all know the same dick. Quite literally. And we should start, we should just hang out once. It'll be fun to hang out.
Who are you giving advice? Harvey Weinstein?
The woman. This is for the woman.
It's not Harvey Weinstein. It's just a guy having a good time at work. All
right? It sounds consensual to me.
Yeah.
She, at no point does she say she was coerced into this whole thing. She just said, I had consensual sex with a guy who happened to have done the same, I would think, we're just assuming, with five other women in this workplace.
It's the guy from the first hypothetical with no connection but a real high number.
Yes, that's the high number, no emotional connection guy.
Yeah.
Become friends with these girls who have something in common, be cool. I think you got five new besties.
Invite everybody out to a happy hour.
Yeah.
Get drunk and start blurting shit out. That's the only way somebody's gonna come out and say something. Why would you be drinking like, I fucked them? And they go, what? I fucked them too.
Actually, there's a comic who used to say, there's Anthony DeMio, who's been on the show a million times. He has a great joke about sitting everyone at his wedding at a table together that have one thing in common and letting them figure it out. And I think this is like one of those situations. You invite everyone to a happy hour, you get a little drunk, and at one point everyone's gonna go, I fuck Richard!
I fuck Richard too!
And then, oh my god, let's all go to a workout class together again. Let's see. Too much wine on a first date. We've all been there. Greetings, Jay Train Shelby, the same guest. Just saw you at Gotham, brought seven of my friends, we all love the show. I'll cut to the chase. I went on a Hinge date last night, and we went to a wine bar. Took your advice about that being a great date spot. I do believe in the wine trick.
It's your fault.
Go on. Yeah, blaming me right away. We had a great conversation. We were really vibing. When we were done with the first bottle, the waiter asked if we wanted another one, and he said yes. So we got another, and both started getting pretty tipsy.
Bottle of white, bottle of red.
I realized that I had back-to-back meetings and forgot to grab a quick lunch earlier. So by then, I almost had an entire bottle of wine on an empty stomach. I told him this, and he high-fived me. Sounds like a thing. And said, same. I went to the bathroom. When I got back, he immediately stood up, told me he paid, hugged me, and walked out after we had been there for almost 3 hours. I'm pretty drunk. Me too. Gotta go. Two fingers. It felt very abrupt and weird, but I shrugged it off and went home. Later in the night, it was bugging me. So I texted him, hey, I had a great time tonight. Thanks for taking me out. You seem to be in a rush to leave. Is there a reason why? He responded with, you just seem to maybe have had a little too much wine. This guy is going to be bad when he's married. You should never be that honest with anybody. Well, you seem like you had too much wine and you were on your period. What the fuck? And I didn't want you to say anything you didn't need, so I left before that could happen. This is like a four. I didn't respond, and about half hour after that, he texted me again saying, you're really sweet, I'd love to hang out again soon. Or something along those lines. I said, yeah, definitely. I just feel bad if I got too drunk. It totally slipped my mind that I hadn't grabbed lunch today, so I was drinking on an empty stomach. He didn't respond. And I got kind of frustrated because I know I was drunk, but I don't think I was absolutely wasted out of my mind because I remember the whole night. And I don't really feel embarrassed about anything I did or said. I genuinely had a really good time with him and want to do it again.
He's not interested.
But I don't know where to go from here. Please help me, Salt and Swipes. What do you think went wrong? And will he text me again? Thanks.
No.
He's not interested.
He's definitely not interested.
Not interested.
Maybe she got a little too drunk, started sweating, a little smell came off of me. That's never happened. You got a little drunk with somebody and you start sweating, stinking a little bit.
Reg, you make a lot of good points, and I agree with everything you said. Shelby, you have any thoughts on this matter?
Yeah, the guy probably just thought he solved it with a high five, and wasn't into it in the first place.
Yeah, well, the high five was his tell. Like, this isn't for me. And I have a different opinion. I don't know about whether he's into it or not, but, like, I don't think she should be into it. Like, if we go back, the answer's usually in the email. If we go back to the slide, okay, stop. I just got an aneurysm. go to the next one. You just seem to maybe have had a little too much wine. That is like a form, like, I'm not like a fucking, you know, I'm gonna just say this. This just sounds like a dude who's trying to like be, like, this type of text is like almost like a kind of like a gaslighting version of it. Where it's like, you seemed a little drunk.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's just not,
you know,
interested.
Why don't you? And the, you know, simple answer, he's not interested, but you shouldn't be interested in him. That's like the thing. Like, this isn't a match. If someone says to you, you seemed a little drunk after you high five after drinking 2 bottles of water, this guy's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
But then she's like, is he into me? That's not the question. You should, like, to me, this isn't a match. So, like, to say, maybe you had a little too much, like, think of the rest of your life with this guy. Like, what are you gonna do? Well, we left the party. You had a little too much. Like, is there any two shared thing? Do we have any more email? Give it up for Reggie Conquest.
Hey, come
on here. Okay. Who got this?
Forget the word.
Thank you. Cheers, everybody. Give it up for Reggie Conquest.
And Reggie Conquest.
Go follow. Go
take my prize. Come on.
Thank you.
You hear the music, baby. That's right. We're sponsored, people.
Mm-hmm.
Mapalim. Take a trip with me and Shelby. Let's go to the beach.
Come along, won't you?
Come along, won't you? Shelby and I are sitting here, a couple of Pinot Gris.
Love it.
Love it. We have a tzatziki platter in front of us, sitting out on the Greek ocean.
The Philly of Europe.
The Philadelphia of Europe, you're right. Mapalim is making high-end products for guys with natural oils and ingredients from the Mediterranean, right from where we're sitting. All of Mapalim's products are handcrafted with natural oils and nutrients that are sourced from the region's different coasts. Italy, France, Greece, Turkey, Spain. Mediterranean locals have used these ingredients for thousands of years. I'm going to tell you right now, I have Mapalim in my bathroom, okay? We're sitting here at the beach. We're enjoying a nice glass of white wine. We're having some, you know, some grilled calamari out by the sea. That's what it feels like when I use the Mapalim products on my body.
I see it, and for a second, it takes me away to a Mediterranean villa.
That's right. It takes you away.
How I felt then.
Right. The feeling, you are how you feel. And Mapalim does that. And it's all about the Mediterranean lifestyle of enjoying good things in life and the pleasure of simple luxury, indulging in the things you love. And if you have a man in your life, you're going to want to buy them something from Mapalim. It's just a great product, so good, smells great, feels great. So get your grooming essentials at mapalim.com. That's mapalim.com. Promo code JTRAIN for 10% off. That's 10% off using promo code JTRAIN at mapalim.com. Level up your grooming game.
Now listen, are we having a good time or what? We're hitting the half of it. We're going to do text translations, a new segment, then the dating app makeovers.
Yes.
Okay, we need, give it up for the wait staff one more time. Okay, so these texts, we usually get them from live people in the show. If they have texts they want translated. I got a bunch that were just from people all over the country that want to know what these people mean. Well, let's go through the text. You ready? So I'll be the girl.
Wait, which one's the girl?
The girl's in the blue. The guy's in the gray. I'll be the girl. You be the girl. I'll be the guy.
I can already
tell you. Well, I'd love to see them. I know a few tricks myself, but I can't tell you what they are yet.
Ha 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 ha. Well, I want to see them.
Well, I bet you do, slight smiley face emoji.
Slight smiley face emoji?
Slight
smirky
smile.
Face.
Okay, that's another, that's an
yeah. He writes, damn right, winky face.
What time do you leave on your trip on Sunday?
The morning, ha ha. That's all I know. I have to book the flight.
Ha ha. Okay. We should hang out Saturday if you're free.
Bad decision.
Okay. I'll see what I'm doing. The face with the smiley face. What is going on here? Shall we anything?
Seems like he's using the trip as like, yeah, cannot hang out. And she's just like, she's asking, hey, let's hang out anytime.
This is a no plan, man. This is a no plan, man. He's definitely interested. It's just, what is he interested in? This guy, no, not too free. This is the answer to this. When anyone writes, okay, I'll see what I'm doing. What's good about what she did, she's like, we should hang Saturday night if you're free. That's a very direct question. That's a day of the week. He can say, if he had been like, no, not free Saturday, that's a better answer than, we'll see what I'm doing. Then, the we'll see what I'm doing means he will meet you at his leisure. Because I've said this next a million times. I was always interested in coming. I was not interested in going on the date. So this is just him saying, and if you're up for that, that's your right too.
So he's giving options.
What about the re-receipt? He has a red yesterday. The question from the crowd is, what about the re-receipt? The re-receipt is a divisive topic. Some people, it's either psycho or power move. It's one of the two.
It's definitely power move. I've had people like turn them on and off.
They had to turn them on and off.
On whenever, you know, by whatever.
I did
whatever.
An experiment a year with the read receipt. I did a year with it. And my findings were people scramble. And he wrote, she wrote, okay, I'll see what I'm doing. And he read that yesterday. Now he's in the driver's seat.
He's been in the driver's seat from the beginning.
Let's go to the next one. I go on two dates with this guy. We didn't hook up, not even a kiss. One day he said he needed a new girlfriend because I kept him accountable, spent time with family, and had values.
What?
It was 2 days in. But we had only been talking for two-ish weeks, so I clearly wasn't his girlfriend. I like that she even asked that, hopefully. Well, I was her girlfriend, right? Then he said he really liked me and didn't want to fuck it up, and simply responded, then don't fuck it up. We changed subjects, and later he brought it up again and said this. Okay. I'm the dude, you're the lady. And what I mean by fucking it up, I guess she was like, what do you mean by fucking it up? I like you, but I don't think I'm ready to be in a serious relationship. But I do wonder what you're up to throughout the day and like talking to you. And obviously want to see you, which is weird because we just met. So it's like I'm holding myself back and I'm putting it off, put off to it because I want my freedom. But also because I'm worried about getting hurt again, wasting my time and or disappointing hurting you. I think I'm still growing and maturing. This guy's TED Talk is long. I don't know why I wrote, I think I know I am.
Wait, so do you think I give a vibe that I'm trying to settle into a serious relationship? And I'm now confused.
That's a classic girl answer. Do you think I want a relationship? Well, at some point, you know.
And now I'm confused with what you're saying, because first you say you like me and spending time with me, but that you don't want to get hurt and lose your freedom, so why do you tell me exactly what you want?
I think you are curious and open to the idea with the right person. Now he's telling her what she wants. Yeah, I do like you and I want to see you. In 2 months, will be the night before my birthday. Probably be open to my gift from you every night.
brutal. Hilarious guy move. You paint the picture of the relationship, you basically write the story for the girl, and then it becomes romantic. So he's like, I'll be open like it from you at midnight. Taking the bow off that ass. It depends. We could be just friends. Or we could just be dating casually. This guy's got it all going on.
So you're saying friends with benefits.
No, because someone always catches feelings. And then he writes, we should just be friends. And then she thumbs up. I like that she thumbs up his, we should just be friends. That's the end of the conversation.
Okay, Chief. Got it.
Got it. What do we think, Shelby?
It seems like this is a guy who, like, not been in a relationship or he really wants this one, and he's just, he doesn't know what the fuck to do.
He wants to hold her until he's ready.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, what he's doing is like, I will get to you at some point. He's putting her on hold, a layaway.
Really?
That's what he's doing. And now, and when you put something on hold, you put it on hold just to go, maybe I'll buy it, but I don't know.
But you never actually buy it.
You know this isn't a one-on-one conversation between you and me. I'm just, it's really killing me. Every 5 seconds, someone yelling in my right ear. So all I'm saying is I believe in what I'm saying. He doesn't, because everything he's saying, he believes in. He's not, like, trying to lie. He is lying, but he's not trying to. He's painting a picture by saying, I would like to, at some point, sign in for you.
I think he's kind of just guessing, like, the thing about in 2 months will be the night before my B-Day, taking the bow off that. Like, he's just...
Yeah, he wants that option on his birthday.
This is something somebody might say and she might like.
Yeah. He's trying to serve her the ice cream that tastes good and it's not... And she's getting her own cup.
It seems like multiple people are kind of responding, but it's just I know one.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one. Do we have another one? I met him a few months ago at a college basketball watch party in my city. We flirted. He added me on Facebook. We messaged for a day or two. There was another March Madness game, and I didn't go. He messaged me. He was hoping to see me. A month goes by, and I see he added a picture on Facebook that I thought he looked really good in. Here we go. It triggered me thinking to go out with him. On Friday night, I got home from a bad day. And drunkenly messaged him on Facebook. Do you want to go out with me sometime? She went for it. He said yes, and I gave him my number. Then we texted.
I got to his office, fully prepared to suck his dick.
Then we texted that night, and a little each day following. We had plans to go out Tuesday, but he canceled because he got home late from a bachelor party that night before. I knew he'd cancel, so that's the night I went to see the condos. It's weird. It's a lot of, like, not a lot of confidence to just set up a condo appointment. He did some red flag things before, like when we were talking about going out Tuesday. I told him I had a dentist appointment on Wednesday morning. He said I could stay over if the appointment was closer to him. Yeah, you could sleep over. No, I'll take an Uber like a normal person. It wasn't, and obviously I didn't want to stay over either way. What the fuck? We got green text.
Green.
Bad sign. Okay. I'll be here. Find any good condos?
Yeah, put an offer in and send my whole life and documents to the mortgage lender. Stay up really late gathering everything. Send it in.
That's the same text you sent to an accountant. Whoa! Were you just waiting for a job? Congrats!
Job, much higher salary in the right place. I've been looking for a few weeks.
See, this is like the post-cancellation talk where you're like, are we just like business partners?
Yeah.
Very awesome. I'm excited for you. Send me pics. Ha ha. You want the pics of her new condo?
Why is it funny? I have a video, but I don't want to show anyone. until the offer is accepted. Should I hear this AM?
I think asking why it's funny is just a whole thing. You know, it's not funny. It's just fucking awkward as fuck.
It's a all lowercase LOL all the time.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny because usually people ask for a different kind of pick. Play that porn music. This is what he's trying to fucking do. I like that he changed the subject. He's like, oh, we're going, okay, it's funny because usually people ask for a different kind of pick, not picks of a condo. Well, good luck on the offer.
Oh.
It was a joke about asking for nudes. These two were the most literal texters ever. Why is it funny? People ask for nudes. LOL. Poor execution. My bad. This sounds like two parents trying to text like kids. The condo was nice. Let me see pictures. That's how young kids ask for nudes.
I get that now. It's just not something I've encountered.
Oh, I thought every girl gets that at least once. Well, there's still time. LOL. So she wants to know, what's the deal? This guy wants the fuck.
Well, we're on the topic of getting
into. Here's the thing. Anytime someone is all, first he pushes for sleepover before the dentist appointment. Then he's like, pics, you know, nudes. I don't think he's like, well, you know, like, he's making it very clear that he is ready to bust out of his pants.
Yeah, a condos folder in my phone and nudes. Like, she was like, she was going to go to either one.
Yeah. Send me some pics. And then he thought, if there's a chance for this to get sexy, here's my shot. And it didn't. And he was like, backtracking. At this point, you know what he's looking for. I think his penis is doing the texting at this point. If I were her, I'd be like, I have to cut it off or go, let's make a plan. Without a plan, you don't go out. Let's go to the next one. Are we gonna go? Hold on, let me go quick. Are we having a good time or what? Let me go get something from the back. I got to get something. Shelby keeps you company.
So where's everybody from?
New Jersey.
Philadelphia.
I figured Philadelphia. How the Phillies doing? Good, I'm guessing. I have this. They all like that, I'm guessing. Trying to vamp here.
Okay, Shelby.
Doing a great job. Oh, he's back.
J Train podcast segment, Judge Jared. Here we go. We're gonna take your arguments and we're gonna lay judgment down with a verdict. And if you're in an argument, you and your friend can come up here and we can discuss. Let's go to the first case. Judge J Train. Here's a current or maybe reoccurring fight I'm having with my older sister. For your Philly pod, every time she gets a boyfriend, she makes them her entire world and stops hanging out with her friends and family. Most recently, she flakes on her plans hours before it happened because she was too tired and not feeling it after going to this guy's, who she's only known for a week, house party. Okay. Spent the night and most of the following day with him. After that, I told her to not make plans with me if she continues to prioritize guys over her friends and family. This happened at the beginning of February, and I haven't spoken to her since. February! For context, she had a boyfriend of 2 years. He was 29, not done with undergrad, no real job, living with his parents. And I refused to meet because she tends to settle for any guy that gives her attention. and I didn't like who she was, is when she has a boyfriend. Am I being too harsh and not speaking with her over this? Is there a way that I can bring it up again that I don't like who she is with, a boyfriend, who she is with a boyfriend, and that she needs to maintain her life outside of her relationships? She goes from 0 to 100 with all the guys she's been with. I eat 2 dates, and then they come, become official. Order. Who do we agree with? Which sister, the writer or the editor? Shelby, any opinions from the bailiff?
Seems like the sister is the one not speaking with her.
Well, yeah, the sister is, because she gave her the, here's the deal, and then was like, you guys, okay, now you can come back, and she was like, yeah, I'm done with you, fuck off. But is she being harsh? Should she try again? That's really the question.
Yeah, I would, like, reach in and, you know, try to be the therapist, not, like, cut off completely because of some boyfriend who's not a jerk, just she's too into.
Here's what I'm saying as the judge in this situation. I gotta side. Here's the thing, it's been since February, they're still together. She's giving the personality of the first boyfriend and putting it on the now boyfriend. So she's not really even giving this guy a chance. She needs to go back to the sister, say, hey, you guys have a piece of this? Ladies, do you have one? Are you discussing this or
no? No, I'm not. We're discussing something else. Is this important?
We're all wondering.
What's wrong with her boyfriend?
What's wrong with her boyfriend? He's not answering your text messages?
Is this relevant?
No, he is.
No, but not when you're talking the loudest ever. We do the audience at the end. So we can take this at the end before we can go outside and let people listen to the show. That's more idea. I mean, everyone's cheering for this big thing that he's not. I mean, that's why. I was asking what's going on. But it's okay. We want to help your friend at the end of the show if we can. If she wants to, but that's her choice too. Or there's a door right there. I love that she was told to be by just a woman. Yeah, we're all agreeing. Here's the thing, I take the sister's side, the non-emailer. She's not giving this new guy a chance. Yes, he has a bad resume. We've all read it. We all think he's awful and a piece of trash. But he is. That's her sister. That's her sister for life. She's not even giving the new guy the chance that she gave the old guy. She's just saying it's the same with every guy. There might be a good relationship here. We don't even know. You gotta give one chance, and you gotta kill with kindness. Hey, I'm sorry. I judged your new guy because she's not. The sister isn't taking it as you rush into things with guys. She's saying you hate my boyfriend, and you haven't even met him. So she does have a point. She'll never listen to you. That's why I order her to one lunch with the new boyfriend.
Visit to Panera.
One Panera visit. That's right. Let's do some Danny App makeovers. You ready? Okay. Submitting my Hinge profile so that you can hopefully work your magic on it. I'll be coming to the Late Friday show, and I'm so excited. My family thinks I'm visiting Philly this weekend to see them, but it's really because you didn't have any upcoming shows in Chicago. See you Friday. Where are you? Get the fuck up here. Let's do it. What's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren, get over Lauren, everybody. Listen, we're almost done. This is almost it. Do me a favor, give up the weight staff one more time, take care of your life. Okay. Lauren, where are you from? What do you do? Thank you for coming.
Oh my god, I'm from Chicago, originally from Philly.
Welcome, give up for, where in Philly are you from?
Abington,
look at that. Okay. People didn't like that town. Okay. Fuck Abington, okay. Let's go. What's your dating history? What do you got? What's been going on?
A lot of dating. Nothing
stinging.
Okay, what is it? To you? Is it a joke? What's going on?
A lot of dates.
What's the last boyfriend?
Nothing ever serious.
Nothing ever serious?
No.
Turn on the sad music and show them.
Yeah.
Now tell us about your date.
I'm like actually hurt really my sister this evening.
It is your sister?
It's really sad. Yeah.
Sister, where are you? You guys talk still, so you're not like our judge.
No, yeah, we're cool.
And she's here with who?
Her boyfriend.
Do you like her boyfriend?
I do, yeah, he's a great match, and they're happy, and I'm happy.
That was the least glowing review I've ever heard. Whatever size that they say it, it's not a good review, buddy, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can. Okay, how'd they meet?
Third after a second
And then
so two solo shots?
Two solo shots. That one third. This one for with the other two girls, and then
the cups.
The cups, we're gonna get rid of them. Okay. It just looks like there's a, you know, men are too cocky in theirs, women aren't cocky enough. That's always the thing with these. And when, you know, it's always a woman behind a bridge, like poking her head out. It's like, maybe you like it. It's like, come on. Guys are masquerading their feet, like you're gonna tell. I won't show up my love for my dog's not as fine. We love the dog, we get it. The Europe one, I mixed that. Because that's just like one of those things where it's like, now I'm gonna go to fucking Europe, I'm gonna get my passport renewed. Like, everyone likes to travel until they have a baby. And it's just the reality of it. So, like, we all like to travel. Like, it'd be more interesting if you're like, I don't wanna leave Chicago ever, except for the James Train podcast. That'd be more interesting. I'm saying it just doesn't, everyone could say that. And then the Bravo and Wine, I like that, but it's like, it's something that's like millennial Mad Libs.
Right.
Where it's like just filling
I'm terrible with the questions.
Yeah, but you're great with the questions. Just be you. Okay. The wine brother me, like, what's the prompt on that one?
How I unwind.
How you unwind? Like, I would just say, like, you know, sometimes I sleep underneath my dog, as you can see in the picture. Thank you for coming out. Can we get one more? You guys want to do one more? Awesome. Let's do one more. We got time, punchline people? Okay.
Is Alyssa here?
Okay. Alyssa sounds like she's as drunk as a skunk. Okay. Oh, is that her friend? Give up Alyssa, everybody! Alyssa, where are you from?
Philly.
Philly? What do you do?
Event planning.
Okay. Does anyone in the crowd have a question for themselves?
Gina.
We know you do. Was I loud? Yes, that's the answer to your question. If you want to come up?
No?
Okay. Yes. Right, let's go. Alyssa, thank you for coming up.
Thanks,
Alyssa. Give it up for everybody. Give it up for everyone. Let's go. Let's see the profile. Okay, you are.
Okay, I'm Alyssa.
Okay.
I'm 23.
The listeners at home, Alyssa is in a, might be her sheet from her bed, with one leg hanging out and in selfie mode with a very fancy phone cover that looks like it was ripped from a nice kitchen table. It's a very nice picture. You look nice. Let's go to the next one. Okay, she's smelling a weed. I know why you put this up. This is a good picture of you. The plant isn't happy you posted this. Not a good day for the plant that came, that grew from. This looks like what's it? Feed me, Seymour. Little Shop of Horrors plant. You're making out with a Little Shop of Horrors plant. Let's go to the next one. I'll fall for you if. Feed me ice cream and make me laugh, goddammit! Okay. Doesn't sound like you're bringing much to this date. And then we have a picture that's 3 centimeters from your face. Okay. Let's go to the next one. It's a very nice picture. You're at your own birthday party. Okay. Nice picture. My simple pleasures. Hot dogs and ice cream. We've heard the ice cream already. There's no question you've gotten multiple messages from guys that are sexual about the hot dog. Am I right or wrong? Yes, okay. Go to the next one. Okay, you're doing the facing on a brick wall with nothing on it. And turning to the camera as if someone just said something hilarious. And interrupted your conversation with someone that was weirdly happening while staring at a brick wall.
Her boyfriend got a pet.
Yeah. This is the most set up picture I've ever seen in my. You, no one would do this. Let's face a brick wall with nothing on it. Ha ha ha.
Somebody is making her laugh, goddammit.
Somebody, yeah, whoever that guy was getting the job done. There must have been some ice cream off camera. Okay. The bride wanted to show off the back of her dress.
Yes.
That is appreciated. You're a good friend.
And I was like,
who could find someone who would do that for her? Okay. That's nice. Where to find me at the party? At the apps table. Okay, we're going to a lot of Silicon Valley app parties. Let's go to the next one. Okay, that was it. What are the kind of guys that are messaging you on these apps? The angry friend yelled losers.
Yeah, so going to the first picture, I usually find that I'm like, why did I even put this up? Because anyone that likes that, I'm just like,
it's a great picture, don't get me wrong, but you know, you're gonna get guys finding you on Facebook to message you.
It's like that J-Lo dress from the early 2000s.
The green J-Lo dress is that is a bold but a solid role, shall we? Classic. Yeah, that was a viral dress. No, it's a good picture, but you're gonna get, you know, are you having slimy guys message you a lot?
Yeah, slimy, just very, I feel like I have a douche, very douchey factor.
I mean, well, I don't know, you know, this is, this picture's gonna bring, I mean, like, that. This is a nice picture, it's also like, you know, the J-Lo dress, we're all brought back to our formative masturbatory years. Yeah, I would take this. You don't need this. That's the thing. Like, you have other good pictures. This isn't necessary. Go to the next one. Like, this one's a nice picture. I think it's actually fine. It would be later in the profile. Also, you don't have very many friends by the notice. Like, the last one. like you have one friend that counts on you for back of dress pictures. And it's like, the last one, yours was good, because it like just looked like there was like a whole life going on. This looks like you could be selling 15 at different times. Looks good for you, but I'm saying there's like more to you than these pictures would let. It's not friendly enough, you're going to get. I would put more group pictures in, get rid of the first one, go to the next one. I keep this one, that's your number one picture. That's a great shot. And also, there's people. I would assume that you're not celebrating your birthday with a balloon by yourself. So the assumption is there's a bunch of people here that are celebrating you. That's a full life. The first one is an alone life that you're going to get, okay, loner dude type of, you know, energy. That's my review. Give it up for everybody. Thank you. Give it up to Shelby, everybody. We have time for one question. If anyone wants to come up, we have time for one, but then we gotta get going. Anybody?
We are!
That's safe.
Yes! What
are anybody?
Come on up!
Give up! What's your name?
My name's Emma.
Hi, Emma. Give up for Emma, everybody. Great. You're in front of the table?
Yeah,
you're
microphone.
I've sent this text for, now you're gonna write this. Ready? Then we have to end the show. Okay. We gotta go.
Okay.
Thank you guys for coming. This has been a blast. I'll take pictures outside. Please come take a picture of you, John. That's okay too. Just, you know, whatever. Let's say hi. It's cool. Take out your phone. Text them right now. And I've sent this for other girls before. And you're gonna text them. Be very direct. Because you're only here for one night, right?
Two nights.
Okay. Hey, I'm out. I'm having fun. I'm looking to smash. It's either you or this hand. You don't have to say this hand. It's either you or this woman.